Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. How to exercise during pregnancy. This is an interesting topic because it keeps coming around again. Should you exercise during pregnancy? And by and large, the research is very, very positive. I actually remember a researcher on exercise and pregnancy back in the day in the 70s giving us a lecture because nobody knew if it was safe. No one had studied it back in the 60s and 70s. So this guy had a bunch of sheep up at the University of Vermont, and he would actually run the sheep on a treadmill when they were pregnant to see what the effect was. You know, if you want to know what happens in a human, then you have to find out what happens in a sheep or a rat or a monkey, right? Well, probably not. Anyway, exercise during pregnancy has been found to result in easier births and easier time getting back to your pre-pregnancy weight. And basically, pregnancy is not an illness. So if you've been an exerciser, you can certainly continue. There are two ways to exercise or do activities that are never recommended when you're pregnant, even if you've done them a lot beforehand, and that would be water skiing. And that's because if you fall, you can get water going up the vagina into the placenta, and it can come off the uterine walls. So water skiing is not recommended at all. And, of course, skydiving. Pretty much anything else is okay. My mother grew up skiing. She skied with all of us right up until she went into labor. And there are those women who are runners. And if you have been a runner and you're pregnant and you continue running, that's fine. It all has to do with, you wouldn't want to take up running, though, when you're pregnant. I gave up running as an activity when I was pregnant with my first daughter, and I never went back to it because it felt terrible after that. So see what your body says. One of the best exercises in pregnancy is prenatal yoga. Yoga was invented thousands of years ago as a way to find space within your body so that meditation would be more effective. And when you're in labor, knowing how to get in a mindful meditative state is extraordinarily helpful. So, you can do any exercise you want during pregnancy. Dance is fantastic. Zumba would be fun. I think, one of the things I did when I was pregnant with my second is I would play Donna Summer type disco music. Okay, it was the 80s. And I would bounce on a rebounder trampoline with weights on my ankles and wrists. You know, it was sort of the aerobic dance era. But the rebound trampoline made the weight bearing very, very minimal. And I would bounce and I'd have the music. And I think that's one of the reasons why I gave birth to a kid who's a major league dancer and who spent the first half of her childhood upside down on the couch. She'd put her legs over the back of the couch and her head down, you know, and sort of bop around. But that was a fun way to exercise. I think the dance thing is perfect because the baby gets the sound of the music and the joy of your body moving rhythmically and so on. But basically, any activity that you like that you've been doing anyway can be continued during pregnancy. And since I'm on the subject, air travel is also fine during pregnancy. That keeps coming up as well. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.